So now that Toast isn't here, someone mm-hmm. needs to take over the role of the host, and I think I am the most suited person to do so. So welcome to the fourth offline TV podcast, everyone. How are you all doing today? Skara, let's start with you.
Well, I'm doing pretty well.
Thank you, Skara. Michael? Thank you, Michael. Yvonne?
Welcome, Michael. This is the first episode after Michael got announced.
Ah.
Can we talk about all those times?
Thank you, Yvonne, for saying nice things about me. Unlike some really jaded and angry people to my left.
I know.
I'm pretty.
He's talking about me.
He's been talking about you 100%. So.
That was cringe.
Sorry. Toast?
Host? Okay. We're going to talk about the holidays because the holidays. Can we also talk about how hard it was to keep lying to our viewers that Michael Reeves did not live in the house?
I didn't have a problem.
I don't think it was a problem for anyone else.
I was so stressed every single time that I heard his voice outside my room. I'm like, oh, don't worry, guys. He's just driving over and visiting like every single time, mm-hmm. like three times a day. Mm-hmm. It was like really hard.
Yeah.
But now the lies and deception can stop.
They paid off.
It was good.
Yeah, nobody knew.
Was it the hardest when you were in his room and started your stream? Was that like the hardest moment or...
How tough was that?
How tough was that?
Can we move on? I'm not proud of that. Okay,
I didn't realize.
Okay,
either.
We both didn't. Can we just move on?
As a host, you have to guide the discussion.
Okay, fine. Let's guide the deception. Deception.
Discussion.
What do you guys like to lie about?
What?
I lied to my parents all the time when I was a kid. Like, mm-hmm. all the time. Out
really?
Of fear. Yeah. They would always not let me do... Like, they wouldn't let me do anything. Can I go over to my friend's house? If it was a boy, it's like, no.
Mm.
You know? So I had to lie to them
and say
the
it was a girl.
And say it was a girl. I only had girlfriends. I never had guy friends.
Ah,
ever.
In your parents' eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
that's very common amongst, like, mm-hmm. girls in general. My parents were exactly the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, if I went out, I had to tell one of my girlfriends, be like, hey, can you say hi to my mom?
Yeah.
And then she was like, hi, Mrs. Pichu. Lily is here with me. And my mom would be like, oh, okay, you're fine. Like, that's literally all it took.
Really?
Yep.
Yes.
Actually.
And if it was a guy, it'd be like, come home this instant. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's just weird.
Nice.
Anyway, I was going to talk about the holidays, but, you know, if you want to talk about lies, that's fine. Michael, tell us some of your lies.
Mm. I lie to myself every day, mostly. I lied to my parents a lot as well, mostly about what I was doing. You know, you have that one friend who's, like, good in your parents' eyes.
Oh, yeah.
You know mm-hmm. who that is. Mm-hmm. It's like, and then you have them say hello to them, and it's mm-hmm. like, oh, everything is fine. And then, like, immediately go back to drinking or something. And and they go back to doing it, too. But they're actually shitty people.
Yeah.
I was that friend.
Wow. Wait.
I thought you had a friend.
Well, yeah, that was a very good deception.
Yeah. Mm. Very
looking
deceptive.
At him, I'm not that
I like
surprised.
It.
What about you, Skara? What do you lie about?
I tell my stream I'm gonna start my stream on time. Every day they
good
believe
one.
Another oh. sucker
internet's
gets born.
Internet's not gonna cut out, and there won't be free drops this time too.
You give them a little bit of hope.
Yeah. Oh, I love so. My favorite part about getting lied to, is when every time I move, I call the ISP or someone calls the ISP the week before or 2 weeks before.
Yes, the internet's wonderful here.
And, mm-hmm. and the ISP says something completely bullshit, and then the week we move in. They tell us, oh, that person lied. I love that part. Mm-hmm.
So right now, our internet is so spotty that only one person can stream at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Skara and I had to carve out blocks of time, and we're going to do the same thing.
She streamed 2.5 hours yesterday, and I streamed 4 hours today.
Yeah. No, I streamed 2.5 hours today.
Oh,
I streamed 7 minutes yesterday, Skara.
Yes.
And I stopped because you were streaming.
Yeah, that was my fault.
No, it wasn't your fault. It's the internet.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not our fault.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to holidays. You guys ready for Christmas?
Wait.
What are you thankful for? That's the wrong holiday.
That's Thanksgiving, bud.
Wait, are all of us staying for the holidays? Yes.
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 You
ruined it.
For 3 days, that's it. I'm just going to be gone. You guys are just going to sneeze and I'll be back.
Fucking nerd.
You know, what the?
To be fair, we're not really going to do much, honestly.
Are you serious?
Well, we're doing something?
Yeah, a Christmas stream.
Oh. Oh, that's so. What you meant. I'm down to Christmas stream.
No, I have no idea.
We should Christmas stream.
Really?
That'd be cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm down to do
Wait,
something.
Whose stream is it on?
Oh, you want to talk about this after the podcast? I'm no, let's alpha talk about now. It I'm assertive now, remember?
Oh, wait, let's have.
So I demand that I should put it on my stream.
Michael's first stream in Christmas.
Michael said he doesn't want to stream, though.
Oh,
yes. Do you want to?
Not soon.
See?
Ah. No, you gotta say it because now you get dibs.
I've been trying to gaslight.
Say, like, yeah, I want my first stream. Like, it could be
like,
on.
Or, and like, Christmas. Yeah, yeah. And to thinking maybe the stream's gonna start at January 2020.
It's not working very well. It's gonna work. Don't worry.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like the more I say his stream's gonna start at January 2020, like.
You're just like. Kind of visualizing it and hope it becomes a reality.
It's going to become a reality. I assure you. It's going to become a reality.
The best part about reality is when he streams, but it's not on Twitch. It's on like D-Live. It's on something like that.
It's on Instagram.
I want to be, I actually would be surprised if Michael did that.
Him impued.
Do you guys have any fond memories of your past Christmases? Like, what did we do last Christmas? What did we do last Christmas? Do you guys remember? What did we do?
Yeah, what did we do last Christmas? What did we do last Christmas?
I gave you my heart.
We didn't have Michael last Christmas. Day,
you gave it away. We're going to get copyrighted. Can you please?
Oh, yeah.
You can't sing it. I don't remember.
Well, I know I spent it with you guys.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
I
know,
don't remember.
Same.
What the fuck?
Did you know about us last Christmas? Last year?
Huh?
Did you know about us last Christmas?
I knew of you, yeah.
Of you?
We were, yeah.
Who was your favorite member last Christmas?
Yeah, who was your favorite member?
Oh.
You know,
you're looking at him. okay. So nothing's changed.
That's great. He was a fan because he actually bought our merch.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually crazy to me. I can't.
That's actually true.
I thought that was the case, and then I looked at what he normally wore. It's all YouTuber merch. Yeah. And I was like,
That is true.
He's the sucker we get every time.
Yeah. But he did buy our merch, so that means he was a fan.
Mm-hmm. Any channel I like, I will buy their merchandise.
That's cute. Did you buy my merch?
Every time he likes someone, he said Lily.
I gave him a free hoodie.
See, but now you have offline TV merch that you get anyway. You know?
I actually don't, and I'm running out of clothes because we don't have a washer dryer.
Okay,
this is my last shirt.
Our dryer is coming on Monday.
Wait, I actually need the washer dryer.
I need to wash it really.
I know.
You can wash your clothes
hand wash them.
Just do what me and Lily do. Just wear the same clothes for like.
I actually don't wear the same thing. I actually have a lot of clothes that I cycle through.
You know, I
actually
knew
don't
how
do
often
this.
People did the laundry, right? I lived.
Oh yeah.
No, I have so many clothes that it doesn't matter. Like I can literally last 3 months without laundry because I have that many clothes.
Yeah, that sounds about right. She did her laundry every 3 months. You did your laundry every week. Toast did his laundry every week.
I think
Fed also did his
laundry.
How
often you do your laundry
months.
Is like indicative of how many clothes you have.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
So, mine's like every 2 weeks.
So holidays.
Someday we'll get to that topic.
Okay. So
religion.
Where are we going to religion? As a host, what do you think about religion?
So, have you guys ever been religious in your life?
I was raised religious.
I was raised religious.
What about you, Ivan?
Nope. My parents were, like, a little superstitious about things. There's, like, some, like, Chinese, like, stuff that they believed in. But, like, they were never really, like, super, like, into religion either.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I, like, also never really was really into it.
Wow, good talk. All right, so about Christmas. What are you guys most excited for about Christmas? Am I being a good host? I'm trying really hard.
Maybe
Christmas.
Yeah, pretty good.
Wait, I want to know what you guys did like the very first Christmas. I wasn't here. Like what was the first offline TV Christmas?
Oh, let me tell you about the first offline TV Christmas.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, as a fan, you should know.
Yeah. I think we streamed that one.
Was that the Christmas stream when we're fed? Broke a tree.
Yes, that was the one where Fed stayed up to like 3 a.m. and broke like a fucking bench.
I remember this. Wait a second.
Hey, mom.
You want my spot?
Are you actually gonna do this?
Wait, are you kicking Yvonne
Thank
out?
You.
Wait, are you serious? She got ready for
so
She got Yvonne, you can share my mic if you want.
No, it's okay. I understand. It's fine.
Well,
Yvonne, you're right. We should kick Lily off.
Oh, shit. Really? We're
going to
tell her right now?
We could get a fifth mic, right?
No.
We could
the
get a fifth five mic.
Man podcast.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
No, it's fine.
So,
Yvonne, you didn't put on makeup to not do a podcast.
I'm totally cool and taking it off now.
Toast.
Nah, it's already on your face.
Yeah.
But like,
you're wasting money by taking it off right now.
I will never use the amount of makeup that I have.
Toast. Your absence, I was a pretty good host.
Okay, what did you open with?
We opened with lies that we have told. Christmas and religion, and what else did we talk about? That's all we talked about.
What are some lies that you tell people, Toast?
Lies I tell people?
Mm-hmm. Let me guess. I never lie.
Nah, he's gonna say something like, catch me on twitch.tv.
That was pretty good.
I don't really tell a lot of lies.
No general deception.
Nah, he's gonna...
General deception.
What about as a child? You must have lied as a child.
I don't remember lying. Oh, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
My family bought me a new iPod Touch.
Oh.
For my birthday.
Those are fun. Jetpack.
And then, someone stole it while I was at the gym. Like during gym class, and I just told my mom, I left it in my locker because she didn't see me playing with it. Mm-hmm. So she just says, hey, can you bring it home? You know, how come I haven't seen it in a while? So I just kept up the lie, and then one day I had to confess, and she beat me and kicked me. And I had to sleep in the gymnasium at school that night.
Wait, this got dark really real fast.
Oh, this is a great segue into, did your parents ever beat you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
A lot.
Just emotionally.
Really?
Wait, your parents ever hit you? Mm-mm. You know, it's always so surprising to me when I see someone who grew up without being like physically like.
Where's our fifth mic? Where's our fifth mic? It's too cluttered with five people. I'm making executive decision.
It's too much with five people talking,
Toast.
It's just better like.
Toast. Just admit that it's fine.
I do not care.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. Yvonne, let me ask about Yvonne. Did you get beat when you were a kid?
I did.
She did.
Did you deserve it?
Wait, who did?
Shut the...
Kid?
Stop!
I didn't get hit.
I deserve it?
Just
Michael,
emotionally.
Michael, you never...
Mm.
Must be the new
nice.
Generation.
Yeah.
Like Zoomers.
Yeah, Zoomers didn't get beat.
Yeah.
I got beat so much. Like, same. I could literally count 10 different instances where they... Colorfully beat me.
Colorfully?
I mean, like, with different things. Like, coat hangers, sometimes with a belt, sometimes with just fists, sometimes, I think, with a porcelain clock. My dad almost threw that at me. Mm. I fractured my toe once because of it, and I couldn't go to school because I was limping. I had a rough childhood.
Mm.
What about you, Toast?
Just that one time.
Oh. Wait, that's it?
Yeah, my teachers hit my hand.
Oh, did they do the thing where you, like, yeah, and then a ruler?
Yeah. The first person who hands in their test gets one lash per percentage point missing.
What the fuck?
It's to, like, make sure you double check
your answer.
So if you're first, it's like you're really confident. Mm-hmm. And if you get 90%, that's 10 lashes.
I was always confident.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, good times. Also, they make us clean the school during a period, like recess.
Isn't that like an Asian thing?
Yeah, that's an Asian thing.
I think
you are responsible
really cool.
for your own room's cleanliness.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But thinking back, it was just free labor.
Honestly, like, I think it's good that kids do it. They don't do it in America.
Yeah, I agree. Michael, do you feel like if you got beat when you were younger,
Oh my God, can we always...
Adult.
A better adult?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
We can
test it out
and
see in like 10
years.
Yeah,
we'll see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can someone bring over the whips or
coat hangers? Those plastic coat hangers. Sometimes they broke. I have so many stories. You want to move on?
Oh.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
What is that?
Like, that is the thing to clear the jams from your airsoft gun that you got in the unboxing.
Okay.
Oh.
Also to hit kids.
We should use the airsoft gun as punishment.
I feel like that would actually leave marks.
It
would leave marks. I don't know if it will be permanent.
It will not be permanent.
Yeah. The bruise will only be permanent in your mind.
And on your body.
No, that's temporary.
So what did you guys talk about when it came to religion?
Oh, now we're all atheists.
I literally just asked, like, what was your past with religion? And no one was religious. But we grew up with religion.
Michael, do you think I'm religious?
No.
Hell no.
I think you're, if you were religious, it'd only be because your family is.
No, I'm not religious.
Wow, what a...
What an interesting, diverse cast of crew.
Okay, well, you guys are all atheists. I'm agnostic.
All right.
What's the agnostic?
Yeah.
You believe there's something, but you don't know what.
Yeah, maybe.
Pretty much.
I think it's without the
evidence. About the,
yeah, yeah. It's like.
Yeah, a, but there could be.
Yeah,
could
it's be. It's like I gave there. It's like
I say, could be challenger.
Yeah, it's like atheist, but a probably, you know, or maybe.
I think there's a purpose to life.
Yeah.
Like this world really? Was created for a
really? I think okay. it was just.
Oh,
I think,
wow.
I want to know what you think.
I
that
think it was
purpose.
Just by chance. That we're alive.
I don't think it's by chance. I think it's too, like...
You think it's too impossible?
It's too
impossible
random
to, okay.
to, for, like, us to have consciousness and
I,
us to be,
I believe.
Like,
but
inventing pants and
I
shirts,
understand.
Right?
But there are, like, billions and, let's say, like, plenty of universes out there, right? Eventually, there's a chance
but
that
that's
something
our
could...
definition of our understanding of the universe, though.
I just, like, you played TFT, right? We just high-rolled. You know, like all those all those universes without life, like that's a low roll universe, but we high rolled.
I feel like most people convince themselves that there is a purpose because the alternative is that we are nothing in the end, and
no,
that's depressing.
No, it's that you have to find your own purpose.
That's true too.
That's okay. Mm.
That's fine. It's a
no,
little.
Do you think consciousness, like in and of itself, is so unlikely? That
yes,
must be a purpose?
Like
okay.
us being able to like
perceive,
see things. Our hands
oh
and recognize
my.
And
really?
Communicate
God.
With others.
Mm-hmm. We're go-
I'll think it's just.
You think it's too unlikely?
Yeah, because this is an amazing
yeah.
ability of
yeah.
what we have, like mm-hmm. talking, hearing ourselves talk and thinking. Mm-hmm. It's just too advanced. You know?
Okay, you think there must have been some like
yeah.
You don't get a smartphone just by leaving a rock somewhere for a million. You, is this kind of like the thought process?
It's really big high roll. That's
like
why
pigs.
We got real lucky.
Okay.
Like pigs have I don't think they have like cognitive ability. They're
I've
smart.
Read Charlotte's Web, so I don't think that's true.
But why aren't we like pigs or you know, cows where we're just mindless drones.
But maybe there's something out there that views us as pigs on the same level as pigs. We would never know that. There's, mm-hmm. it's just so vast out there, right? Oh, my eyes are watering because there's oil in my eyeball. Fuck.
I think that is that consciousness is just. I think what people theorize is just a better way. It was an evolution of how to like find food better. You know, like pigs kind of like roam around and go off of smell, mm-hmm. but this is just like. One of the many things it could have been, like, logical conclusion of evolution. Like, it could have been, like, insane strength, but instead it ended up being consciousness.
All right.
In order
so,
to find food.
So the way I see it is, like, let's say there's 1,000 possibilities, okay? In yeah. a random number generator.
There's a random number generator
press
on his phone.
Generate, and it's under, like, you know, it's under 50, then potentially, like, that. Let's say that's life, you know? So what did I get when I press it once? 834. That's not very lucky. Why don't you try? Press it once.
Press it once.
469 here. Press it once.
No, go along with this.
Oh, he was the closest to 50. It's 66. So, you know, we're unlucky, but you know, our existence is lucky. It's like the maybe there was someone or something that just kept pressing and eventually.
This
we
is
get
an
to below
interesting.
50. Oh, there it is.
You've been playing TFT a lot.
Yeah. My life might be video games, okay?
Right. Interesting. You guys have that sensation where it feels like you're the main character of a story.
No.
Always.
What about you, Micah? You don't feel that way? You don't feel like...
You know, there's a word for this.
Yeah, it's called anime.
No. It's the word where you see other people and you realize everyone's the main character of their own story.
Oh, fuck. I know that
Wait, hold on.
I actually
no, there is a word.
There's
yeah,
a
yeah.
word for this and I'm going to look it up because I'm...
It's when you like realize that other people all have their own lives. And
yes,
stuff. That's like a part of
yeah.
how you recognize.
It's called Sonder, the profound Sonder. Feeling of realizing that everyone, including strangers passing the street, has a life as complex as one's own, which they are constantly living despite one's personal lack of awareness of it. It's a cool word.
That's a milestone of like child's cognition. I think it's supposed to come at like 10 or something. When
some
you
people
realize,
never
like,
get it, do they?
Yeah, I know they super don't.
Interesting.
You feel this way sometimes.
I feel like I'm here. With an end goal, like a purpose.
Mm. Like you were born with a purpose.
Yeah.
Is happiness not a enough purpose?
No, like I'm supposed to make an impact.
Change something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like whether it's cure cancer, which is like at the top of the biggest impact you can have on the human race.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
And like being a video game streamer is probably like halfway there.
This is an interesting
scale. I'm not sure about the scale.
Wait, actually, maybe.
I feel like being a popular video game streamer, like you're pretty low on your social impact, right? Uh-huh. But you still have quite a, like, your YouTube channel is like 6 million views. Like, there's not that, like, 7 billion people in the world? Mm-hmm. That's like...
pretty low percentage.
0.1%, but it's still like huge, right? You're impacting so many lives. But do you think you can achieve more than you're doing now?
I do feel like that need, that want to like impact things more, but I don't know if I as a person, like, can Elon Musk, you know, can be like Elon Musk, like fucking send people to Mars and shit. Like his like impact on the human race is like massive, you know? Yeah. And I don't know. What would you do to leave an impact on humanity, Toast? If you feel like you're here for a purpose.
Maybe not necessarily like better society, but make
a change.
Money.
Ah.
But like the way you...
For the money podcast.
My purpose in life is to make money.
People who make a lot of money generally create a product or service that's so... Mm-hmm.
Like, you provide value.
Yeah. Like Amazon. Mm-hmm. Like it's not saving the world, but like...
It's making lots of lives more convenient. Yeah.
I think living is just dying with extra steps.
Really different opinions on the sides of the table here.
Yeah.
What about you, Scaro?
I think social impact, like, I don't like the idea that the more popular or the more power you have, there's, like, some sort of idea that that person needs to have some sort of obligation to humanity.
Oh.
I find that once you put that, like, there is an obligation there, it feels like it kind of cheapens the people who work hard, the effort put in to work hard to get to that spot. Like, once you get there, you have to have an obligation to give back. So I think that, like, for me, like, at some point, I very much think that, like, if I pursue what I think is going to be give me my greatest happiness, at some point, my end product is going to be that I will, when I figure out that I have nothing else to do with my success, give back. But it won't be the reason I do it won't be because I'm like big or successful, you know?
I agree.
Now I feel...
Sorry, I didn't follow a lot of
stuff. Oh, my God.
Talking about what our purpose in life...
I feel like we somehow got to social responsibility.
Yeah, that's what I got from yours.
Yeah, I don't think there is a social obligation for someone, if they're successful,
to give back
yeah. to the human
race. It'd be nice, but it's not like you do you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Would you guys donate to charity? If no one ever knew you donated to charity.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I mean, really? I don't care about the knowing. It's more like, I mean, I haven't donated to charity, period. I would like to make this very clear.
I mean, I've done stuff that, like, people don't know about. But, like, the reason I don't donate to charity is because, like, I just don't believe in some of the charitable things that I donate to. Mm. I don't know where the money goes. I don't know any of that. So, like, if I'm going to actually donate to charity... Like, I like to do a little bit more research than just
me randomly. Me too, actually. There's a lot of charity organizations that I'm actually not sure if I should donate to.
Yeah, like, randomly every week someone's like, oh, can you,
this
like...
This one's a scam.
Yeah, can you help... Yeah. Or, like, can you help me out with this charity stream? I'm just like, but, like, I... No, like, I just don't really want to do that unless I've, like, kind of looked into it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we all do nice things, but, like, not for the sake of, oh, look at me, I'm doing something nice.
And even if we did terrible things, right? Like, would it... Okay, wait. I don't know.
No, please finish that.
No. That train of thought was bad.
Tell us about the terrible
things. No, I'm curious. What? Yeah. Even if we did terrible things?
Huh.
What?
No. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm curious.
I think my train of thought, like, it started, my mouth said words, and they came out.
Yeah, we can just cut it out. Just
No. I'm saying, like,
he doesn't even know what he was going to say. I don't know where the
continuation goes. Like, dropped off, like, a hill, like a waterfall.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank God these aren't live.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Appreciate that.
I like how the end thing is going to be everything just gets cut. And so we just have like a 30-minute podcast. People are like, that was really short this time. How do we start talking about social responsibility?
I don't know.
And I think it's your purpose, which came from religion. Because yeah. most religious people believe there's a purpose.
Mm-hmm. I think it's nice to believe there's a purpose. But in the end, we just create it for ourselves.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like either you can believe in one or you can find one yourself.
You do you.
Have you guys ever had real near-death experience, like where you felt like you were going to die?
Oh, yeah.
What was your thoughts going through your head? Like, is this it?
Mine was, oh, fuck. Why did I touch the high voltage line of my house?
That is such a micro. Mine was the spicy chip challenge.
Oh, yeah. You had more time to think about death.
I was
then.
Delirious with pain in Fed's backseat of the car while he was getting a blanket. And I was alone. I was sweating. I was pale. I couldn't, think. And I remember thinking, dude, this is how I'm going to go. This is how I'm, going to die, from a spicy chip. I felt so helpless.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Remember last Christmas test?
Oh, the turkey.
Yeah, yeah.
The Thanksgiving.
The last Thanksgiving. Greek tried to put
at the fire.
An oven fire with
a
water.
A grease fire with water. Yeah, yeah. And that is not how you do that, by the way.
And after that ended, I remember sitting down and Toast just looking at me being like, we could have died.
We could have died.
And the look on his face was like him trying to overcome a near-death experience. And I was over it instantly. I was like, yeah, we could have. But we did it. Hey.
I think, modern appliances, I never hear places blowing up anymore with a gas leak.
Yeah.
Does that still happen?
Anything you can think of, it happens, but rarely.
I feel like gas leak is such a, you turn on the stove without it lighting, it's such an easy thing.
People still die from slipping on shower floors. Yeah. People die from anything.
I think it would be from breaking the gas line behind the stove or I think water heaters explode sometimes. Which is
carbon monoxide poisoning.
I want to use a pressure cooker, but I hear those explode too.
Yeah, they really do.
There was a post I saw where someone's chair exploded, and that scared me so. No, you know the spinning.
The pneumatic in it.
And then it exploded, and then they died. Yeah.
Oh,
did they die or did they go into the hospital? I don't remember.
Shit.
But that made me I'm going to sit on a nice wooden chair.
Really? All I think about is, it's still so statistically unlikely. And if it happens to me, whatever. One thing I learned in life is not to worry about too much. Because I'm a natural worrier. I like to worry about shit. So, I try to
You're definitely type 6. Sorry, go on.
I try not to worry about stuff too much. Anything I can't control, I just don't think about, Death through multiple inanimate objects that I commonly use every day could happen. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Death while flying airplane. Do you guys have fear of flying?
No.
Only when it's really turbulent.
Listen, if you're up there and the plane is going to crash, you're fucked anyway. So what's the point of being scared?
Well, some people just never go up.
I literally Wikipedia aviation accidents before flying just to hype myself up. What are the chances of me surviving?
What do you mean hype yourself?
0000 Just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If there's a problem at the plane, are you the type to just lay back and peacefully accept it? Or would you be running up and down the aisle what can we do?
I would buy Wi-Fi and try to say goodbye to my friends and family.
Man, yeah.
That's the only thing. What else do you do, right?
Excuse me.
You're dead.
Miss, what's the Wi-Fi password?
It's like you pull your credit card to input. Let me buy
the
30-minute pass.
But I mean, I would want to do that. I think that's important. Just say goodbye at least.
It would be nice to have time.
I just try to be calm. Because
I try to come to terms
and
accept all the fun things
now
I did
I never
and then
fly.
Die.
You guys are making me never want to fly. This is depressing. You know, there was those, I don't know if it was for 9/11, but one of the plane crashes where they saved the last recording of
the black box
people in the plane where they say goodbye to their wives or family. That was the most heartbreaking thing ever.
Yeah.
Coming to terms with your own mortality, when you're going to die in a plane crash. It's very hard to think about. Mm-hmm. And we just, trust that we won't die. Mm. There's a bigger chance of dying from car accidents, too, so.
Yeah.
That's got morbid really fast.
Yeah.
So.
Do you guys have any irrational fears? Flying?
Oh.
My loft bed? Okay. Can I tell a story?
That is very irrational.
I have not slept on my loft bed for the past like week or so. I've been sleeping on the floor because I have this irrational fear of it breaking and me falling. Thank you for listening.
Okay, wow.
So what's your irrational fears?
Would you guys like to start or follow up?
Home invasion.
That's
scary. Pretty irrational in London.
I feel like that's rational.
Especially when we lived in our old house. And like,
the people knew who we were.
People knew who we were, and like, we had fans walk in.
That was scary.
That is completely rational.
Yeah.
All it takes is like one person to fuck up everything.
Yeah, like just a maniac with a gun. It's like, it's over, right? Like, what do you do?
You die.
Well, we have swords. We
can sword against the guns?
That'd be sick.
We have Nerf guns now.
We have airsoft guns.
Something I think about, like, when I have even plumbers over, it's like, well, there's two giant buffed plumber guys. If they wanted to kill me, they literally can. I can't do anything about it. Like, those thoughts cross my head.
Really?
Anyone can kill you if they really want to, right?
Like, just, do you think about every instance of someone being able to kill you? Sometimes I do, like.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's like, comes with the nature of maybe being a public figure,
No, it's because he's overly.
No, all it takes is one person. Like, I don't blame him. The story that stands out the most is Christina Grimmie's for me. Like, that always, like, that, like, shook me so much because that was the point where I'm like, holy shit.
This can just happen.
This can just happen.
And then she was at a meeting, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then it did happen at a video game tournament, a Madden tournament.
Oh, that was.
Yeah.
That was fucked up. I remember watching, I think it was the stream of that happening, and it was like, you could hear, like,
It was streamed?
Yeah, it was a live stream on Twitch. It was a tournament, and then one of the losers was upset and just shot the winner.
That's a fucking insane.
But stories like that have...
That's so scary because you don't know. Like, you can't go living your life, like, not trusting everyone you meet, obviously. But that's very terrifying.
Man, I'm happy. At this point, I'm really happy that I can, like, just... not worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
For me, naturally, I can just, like... I'm never worried about people, like, sneaking into the house or any of that, because, like...
Really?
No, not at all. Not ever. I just sleep like a fucking baby.
I do, too,
like, No, literally, if we had if we leave our doors unlocked, not that we do, but if we did, like, I'm not worried if, like, the next day people are like, oh, my God, like, the doors were unlocked, no one locked them. I'm just like, okay. Because for me, it's like, I accept it, because either like someone could have came in and killed us and didn't, or nothing happened. It was, it's a great day. You know?
Well, we have a very good security system that locks all the doors, and it would detect if anybody broke in. So that's actually bullshit.
It's a scary world out there. Stay safe.
Can we start with anything positive? Like, I feel like
This is the negative.
I like
negative.
I actually really like indulging in negativity sometimes because no. Listen, look, my logic is the closer I am to like that side of me, the more I can, like, accept it and, like, joke around with it. Does that make sense? That's why I make fun of my depression, anxiety a lot, because it, like... You know what I mean?
It's a good coping mechanism.
It's a coping mechanism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we could talk about something positive.
Like, maybe a little bit more uplifting. I think this is our Christmas episode.
Oh, shit!
I don't know if you guys forgot that, but I think it's our holiday episode.
So, you know, I'm excited for Christmas to spend it with friends.
Like Toast.
Like Toast, are you? Well, you're leaving.
I'm leaving.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Mm. Wait, so the house is literally just going to be me, Michael, Lily,
and Fed. That's more than half of you guys.
I think Fed's going back for a couple days.
No, he's gone for his family.
I don't think he's gone like.
Not a long time.
It's like 2 days. I think
so. Technically, the four of you. I don't make it look like this. No, you can't fit in that. He's gone for 2 days and then he's back.
He's gone.
Right?
What can happen in this?
Making it look like the pity party here, huh?
And you still have to take turns streaming.
Wait, are you guys taking turns streaming?
Yeah, bandwidth is so bad.
Okay, you know, today I started stream at 1:30 and I'm like, all right, Skara, I'm going to stream until 4 p.m. That's your time block, okay? So I played exact number of league games. I'm like, fuck, I really want to stream more, but we know what? We have to honor the time block. I ended my stream and I'm like, Skara, your turn.
And I started at like 4:10 and streamed till 8.
So we maximized the time.
Yeah,
the spectrum is the devil. Yeah. They're bad people.
It's actually really funny, though. Like having blocks.
Yeah, it is really fun. Okay, question. So what if you took, would you guys ever take a sponsor for a company that's done you wrong? Like for instance, let's say Spectrum has done us dirty the last couple, like the last week or so. But all of a sudden they're like, you know what? We saw what happened and we want to sponsor you guys.
How much money are they paying?
It's all about the money.
Yeah. Amount. They can pay enough to assuage the pain I felt from their shitty internet. Of course.
1K.
What? That's it?
1K?
What?
A month? What?
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to see where your lower end
1K
is.
1K a month?
Yeah. No, she'll do it for 8K a month.
I would do it for
that's
8K
a lot.
Month.
I would do it for 8K anyone, a month.
But that's the point. Like, it has a price.
Yes, Chad. Loyalty has a price. Price. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't sell Temi for any amount of money.
Bullshit.
No, I'm serious. You could offer me $1 billion.
I would, at some money amount, less than $1 billion, you can offer me, and I would steal Temi and replace Temi with another dog. So let me be very clear.
No!
There is a money amount for anything.
Some things are not, you know, some things are priceless.
That's one of the ultimate pranks, in my opinion, to replace someone's dog and figure how long it takes for them
I
to realize.
I would tell immediately.
See, you say that now.
I know the ins and outs
and
of my dog.
And that's fine. And then we can use this clip and that
and
voice
then we,
clip.
And then we pull out Temi now.
Yeah. You reveal won't be able to. Different she has so dog. Many like specific features about her that I have memorized.
Mm. Oh, we should have replaced her with
did
a
you know she has
so we could have blamed
the
move in on different
the new
behaviors.
Environment.
Really only
yes.
Three front teeth? Okay, keep going. I want to know all these traits of Temi.
Never mind, I'm not gonna say that. No.
Would you be upset if it did turn out we replaced Temi and you didn't realize it?
It's never gonna happen.
Hypothetically,
I can't be upset at this hypothetical situation because this situation would never happen.
Look, Clony is getting more and more, you know, popular. So what if we clone Temi?
Then wouldn't that just be Temi?
Are you okay with a clone?
Yeah, but are you okay with a clone?
Yeah.
I would prefer. I would, if you gave me the clone, right? And you're like, just kidding, here's the real one, I'd keep both. Because they're both Temi in the end.
What if, like,
right?
But then what if you made a third Temi? Would you keep the third Temi or would you have people put it down?
I would not make more Temi.
Okay, what if
with?
Someone just kept making more Temis?
They need to stop!
All right, what if in the process of pranking you, we messed up and the first Temi died? But
we have a clone Temi.
Yeah, we have a clone Temi.
You better not tell me.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Ignorance is bliss.
Okay.
Yeah,
but what if you
me.
Had that option? Temi died and you can clone her.
No. I would never clone my dog.
You wouldn't clone her to bring her back? Her?
Oh, wait. So we're assuming that she died already?
She died or she's dead.
So this is giving me a chance to bring her back,
bring her
right?
Back.
But it's a clone.
I mean, yeah, I would do it.
Okay. But what if it's one of us?
What do you mean?
So what if Michael died?
Okay.
Why would she make that decision?
So Lily just came into a lot of money.
A lot of
because
pressure.
She's now a multi-bajillionaire.
Okay, yeah.
And then Michael died.
Okay.
Freak lightning accident killed him.
He teased himself.
Yeah, okay. And you have the option to bring him back.
As a clone. But it would still be the same Michael, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you still grow up to
now,
be the same?
Cloning is because you like start as a baby with cloning.
Oh, I thought we were just making a complete replica of you.
Okay, he keeps all his personality, but none of his memories.
But doesn't aren't personality like composed of some memories?
Well, now we're getting a little philosophical.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if it was it was a replica of you, Michael. Yeah, of course I would do it. But if it was like from a baby,
what if he specifically was like, please don't do it.
Then I wouldn't.
But he's dead.
But it's
oh,
his
maybe
wish.
His clone's like, kill me.
No, his clone's last memory would be him requesting me, don't do it, right?
We can take that part out. You know,
what part?
What part?
The clone memory? We can just take that clone memory out so he doesn't remember the clone. Sorry, I'm just really curious what you think.
I still don't think I would.
Are you okay with cloning yourself and harvesting them for organs when you need it?
No.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, free organs.
Yeah, but you're cloning yourself with your personality, your memories
intact.
Okay,
I think if you just kept them, if they never got to wake up,
in their pods.
If they never got to wake up, yes, in their pod, you know? Like,
but you're still cloning me, like, or
no,
you
I know,
or whatever.
Yeah.
You as it is, like, with all your memories and your personality, what makes you you? You're killing that from the get-go.
But
to
save you.
Or make money.
I don't think
as long as they couldn't wake up to perceive how fucking awful it was, then yes. You know?
If they never gain
sleep. Because then they're without consciousness. You can't, like, have your personality without consciousness. You know what I mean? It's just the potential of consciousness.
This is more philosophical.
This is the most philosophical podcast I've ever been part of. Conversation-wise.
Classic. Put this on with the family in front of a warm fire in the holidays.
And the first question with your family should be, would you clone each other? You feel about cloning technology? Let's go a little bit lighter.
Positive?
More positive.
We keep trying.
Favorite
person in offline TV, Michael. I'm
joking. It favorite is myself.
Cartoon when you were younger.
Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, really?
Oh, actually, Pokemon and Sailor Moon.
Okay. Sailor Moon is not technically a cartoon, but you know
what? I mean,
we'll take it. Mm-hmm. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Probably Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Powerpuff Girls was the shit.
That was a good choice. What about you?
Kim Possible.
Oh,
Kim Possible was the shit.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach. Oh, did I love Fairly Odd Parents too?
I like Jimmy Neutron a lot. Oh, yeah. I want to be like Jimmy Neutron every day. Brain Blast. Yeah.
Wow, there were some good cartoons.
What about you, Scar?
Hey Arnold was good,
I like the Justice League and Static Shock.
Oh, Static Shock was cool.
Static
Shock was
good. Oh, I always forget about Static Shock.
Yeah. Do you remember the Jackie Chan adventures?
The Adventures of the Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, he's like, Yumo, Wei, Guai, Fai, Di,
Zhao. Oh, my God. Do you remember? Fuck, what's that other one? The one with the bald kid.
Oh,
me.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, Shell and Showdown was my every week. Great. I
love Shell and Showdown. Yeah. Oh, my God. These are so, like, nostalgic.
That was a really weird show.
It was, hindsight. But I liked it.
Wait, you watched Courage. Courage was not a children's show.
It was.
That was a fucked up show.
I guess Airbender's not, like, that old, but Avatar The Last
Airbender. It's pretty old, like, right?
Yeah.
I loved that show.
Yeah. I never found out about the show until I was already an adult. I found it in my 20s.
Oh, dude.
I can say that now. Before I couldn't say in my 20s. Oh, my God. I'm going to die soon.
No, you're not.
Oh, shit.
We can talk about dogs, like positive.
Okay. Can we cut that
part out?
Oh, my God. Sure, whatever. My positive.
Cut that part out.
Favorite Christmas memories. Do you have any of those?
Christmas is just
a social construct.
A social construct.
You said it.
It's true.
I like it because it's like, you know, we get to hang out with each other, you know.
I've actually celebrated more Christmases away from my family than with. Because at some point, like, Christmas stopped being, like, a big thing for my family. Like, I don't know when, but, like, probably when I was, like, 16 or 17, I told my family, I was like, just don't buy me gifts. Like, I don't need anything. Like, I'm good. And then, like, they just stopped. Usually your family's like, oh, you know, we'll get you something. But, like, I think, like, there was a period of time before offline started where I just didn't get a Christmas gift for like 5 years. And I was okay with that.
You excited for your Secret Santa?
Yeah. Oh, did we tell people that we were doing that?
We're doing a Secret Santa. Oh,
God. Mm-hmm.
Are you happy with who you got?
Who'd you get, Toast? Just kidding. It's a Secret Santa.
Yeah. I'm okay with this person.
I'm very curious, like, who everyone has.
I would
has.
Say getting Pokey a present is probably the toughest.
I think that's max difficulty.
I think it's the hardest one,
because
too.
You can't go for monetary value.
Exactly.
You can't afford anything.
What do you give a god?
I'm sure every godder will they'll be fine.
Okay, and I think getting, on the reverse end, getting Lily a present is the easiest.
Wait.
Because literally you can get her anything and she'll take it.
Mm. That's the old me. This is the new me.
Now the current one's going to throw that shit in the fireplace if they don't like it.
The new me is more, you know.
There's no way.
Actually, it's a present. As long as you put thought in it. I actually don't care. You could get me a friggin' ring pop and I'd be happy.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. If it's from, if you had a nice card with it, yeah, I would.
Easy.
Like, I like sentimental things. So if you have, like, you know, words of affirmation, I am a sucker for those kind of
easy.
Things. I'm not easy, Scar. Stop calling me easy. I'm very difficult, actually.
Okay. I got pretty lucky with my person for Secret Santa.
Oh, why?
Oh.
Why is that?
Why are you
can expand upon it later.
Oh, okay.
I
got pretty something, too, for my person. Pretty
oh, you guys are... Well, we'll see at the Secret Santa. Are we going to stream this or no?
I don't think
probably so. Probably can't because everyone's be pretty away. Scattered.
Okay, yeah. I will. Oh, put wait. It on my you blog. Guys are.
Everyone's gone, right? So we were calling in like half the people.
Oh, do we have. Oh, I we think guys we do it in a circle. Yeah, like, we scheduled it. Yeah.
I really want to do that. Can we put like cute music in the background and everyone sits in the circle and we're like we just talk about how much we appreciate each other and give each other gifts like nah. And then we can talk about Enneagrams.
Okay, especially no to that last
one of these days we're gonna have a podcast with just Enneagrams
and I will not be on it nor will anyone in the house
it'll I'll just, be on it by it'll myself. Just
be her and her dog.
One time I walked into Michael's room while he was working and I sat down and talked about Enneagram for 2 hours. He didn't chase me out.
It was just in the background.
It was like a good podcast. Oh, it was a good music. Podcast, right?
It's like white noise.
It was like white noise. I was like soldering shit. You paid attention,
right?
Huh?
You paid attention, right?
To the parts I liked.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Which were the parts that you liked?
It was the parts about me.
Oh. Ah. So all the parts about me you didn't hear. Hmm. Okay. Was that enough positivity? Can we go back to...
dark, dangerous Can we go back thoughts? To
dark philosophical things?
I feel like we're just not...
Living is just dying of anxiety.
What do they call it? Christmas?
Christmas?
Christ?
Christ Mass?
I think
yes.
so.
What does the Mass stand for?
Like you go to Mass?
Christ Mass.
Mass is like going to church.
I don't think that's true either.
I don't know.
There's an explanation, but I have to Google it.
Yeah. So Christ was born on December 25th.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
You're talking to four people who don't study. Like,
we don't know shit, Joseph.
I should. I went to church growing up.
I went to church too. You know what I did at church? I slept.
I left and looked at clouds. Yeah.
Like, we have BC and AD for years, right? Before
December
Christ.
25th.
Huh?
Like, BC for before Christ.
Yeah, Jesus was born on the 25th.
But why not just have, like, the new year, like, January 1st be the day that Christ was born? So BC makes more sense.
You can't choose when Jesus was born, okay?
But we set the year BC and AD. If we just set the difference...
Take a time machine, go back and ask your ancestors. Or not your ancestors.
It doesn't make sense.
Them. I don't understand.
Like, the birth of Christ...
He's angry about the 5 days in between the birth of Christ and New Year's.
Mark the BC era and the AD era. While they were like separating that, why not just change the calendar a little bit?
I feel like it's the same reason why we still use like inches while everyone else uses.
No, I think that's because...
I think that's a very different thing you're talking about.
Shit.
But also, who agreed to like use BC as a measuring device? There's more religion than just Christianity, right?
I think it was
the Western Christians. World.
The Christians? Yeah. Did they then consult the Buddhists, the Muslims, before just saying, hey, BC is the way?
No, I don't think they respected the other religions.
I also don't think they were like, cell phones back then or like
telephones. Okay, can you call the Buddhists
real quick? Call Buddha. Yeah,
but we have it now. So we can make the change now.
I think now that's the same reason we don't use metrics.
Oh, we're just kind of like, hard. It's how we've been doing it.
Yeah. See, now I had a point. The metric system and the imperial system.
Okay, so originally when we started this podcast, I assumed it'd be really easy to get to number 10 and then see how it feels from there.
Number 10 what?
Like the 10th podcast in a row. And now that we're on podcast number 4... I feel like we're already running out of ideas.
No, we're not. This was very interesting. I like their topics today. I like talking about these things.
Yeah, Scar, why are you such a negative Nancy, huh?
He's gaslighting. He's like trying to emotionally manipulate.
I will say this. Every time I'm talking to someone and they use either the term gaslighting, dog whistling, what's the other one?
No one ever says that.
Dude, I just meme it.
There's a lot. Dog whistling, gaslighting.
Ish galloping.
Keep going. We understand.
But all these like politics words that I hear Destiny use.
Okay, gaslighting is also a word used in, relationships and stuff.
I keep going.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I'm not going to have this discussion if you're going to pull out these political buzzwords.
You already mentioned this before, remember? And we agreed that we can.
Oh, you know what
keep
else?
Keep going. Yeah.
You already mentioned this before. Are you going crazy? Are you okay?
Stop gaslighting me.
Yeah, it's gaslighting.
Oh, another. I like talking about social faux pas. If you say sorry and you follow that with but? The word if or but. It's like, okay, you're not. Okay, you know, shut the fuck up, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't really mean it. Like, sometimes I would be in an argument with Janet, and cool. she'll say, if she says, sorry, if, the first thing out of my mouth before she finishes, you said if, so I don't accept it. It's probably not the most...
Maybe we should...
Keep that in!
I don't
I want that in the intro. No.
It's not the healthiest thing. But that's one of my, like, pet peeves. I don't like it when people when type like sorry if
sorry
or sorry but.
Caveat.
I feel like the... Oh, actually, maybe... Never mind.
Finish that sentence.
Maybe cut this out. But, like, I feel like even if... Let's say you fuck up really bad, right? And you apologize. And even if your apology is, like, the best thing on earth, like, people will still tear you apart for it. I'm not referring to anything specific.
Yeah. Oh, I could tell you weren't. Yeah,
okay. But I'm just... I noticed that, like, you can fuck up and you can... Have you can do the apology right, like, I'm sorry, this is what I did, this is what I'm gonna do, like, blah blah blah.
And people
will still tear you apart, like, oh, you're not actually sorry, blah.
No, I mean, of course, because it's like everyone comes from different, I don't know, upbringings.
What's the
different
point
situations?
Of apologizing, I mean, right, if they're just gonna?
I think to mitigate that, I think it would make it
worse
maybe,
if they didn't.
That's the only reason. I think it would just be to.
You apologize for like two things, right? You apologize for other people and you apologize for yourself. Whether or not you need those two things is up to the situation. Like, sometimes, like, a lot of the public apologies are for, like, other people, right? Mm. But, like...
Yeah. When it comes to internet apologies, it's like...
It's so
funny. People will say, you're not really sorry.
I feel like it's a meme at this point. Like, internet, oh, he's gonna hug your dog and look at your camera. Like, you know, people meme apologies.
Start it with a sigh.
Don't get me wrong. If I fuck up tremendously, I'm gonna take Mimi and Tammy into my room. And I'm gonna hug both of them and be like, hey, what's up, guys? It's been a bad couple of days. You know what I mean, guys?
Oh, my God.
You've been practicing the mirror.
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, like, I know exactly how it's gonna go. And I will be very sorry. Trust me. That I will have to stoop to that level.
Jesus Christ.
I think apologies are... I'm at a point in my career where I just feel like apologies will never make people happy. So I'm like, fuck you guys. I'm going to double down on my position.
Okay.
I think
when you like really fuck up, like you say something really racist and you're just being a racist, then yeah, you can apologize for that. But most things I feel like you don't have to apologize for these days.
I mean, I feel like, you know who says that? Old people. You know, they say old people stop giving, like, a fuck as they get older.
Oh.
That's how I feel.
Right now I'm getting a lot of flame for playing in the Tyler 1 championship series.
I would just ignore
like
that.
Like, people
shit.
Saying, like, I ruined the tournament. I compromised.
I got that in Twitch Rivals, too.
Yeah, it's like, I could apologize, but it's like, I didn't do anything wrong.
And
well,
I apologized
yourself.
For it.
See? You shouldn't apologize, right?
I know,
you didn't
but
do anything wrong.
It feels bad. Like, with so many, like, literally thousands of people telling you how much you sucked and it was your fault. Like, it gets
you.
Ruined? And then I'm like, oh, shit, maybe I did ruin. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to. Like, it's just, like, weird.
Was your apology genuine?
I was, like, genuinely, like, really sorry that...
You know what you were apologizing for?
I was sorry that I played bad, pretty much. Like, I was apologizing for my play, pretty much. Like, it was weird.
You're apologizing for public perception.
No, I was apologizing for how shitty I played. Like, legit. Mm. I was really bad. I can't even make excuses. I was, like, terrible. But I was.
You don't have to apologize for that.
Yeah,
but...
Like, for someone to apologize in a tournament for playing poorly, like, fuck you. I would... That's just... I guess that's what happens when you're popular, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it comes with it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like,
it's whatever.
Like, do you think how crazy it is for Toast to get flack for this, you know, for getting...
A week later, no one's gonna care.
Yeah, not even a week later.
Not even a week
tomorrow,
later.
Tomorrow,
like, it's
going to
be something else.
We're casting tomorrow. And then what's going to happen is people are like, wow, your casting was great. They just forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I still meme Void Staff Morgana in my chat sometimes.
Yeah,
it's funny to joke about it, like, later.
Michael, are you happy you're not like a public figure in the sense that you are constantly on air or public every day?
Yes, I thank God every time I realize I don't have to wake up and stream. Yeah, I still thank God. That's how much I like not having to stream every day.
How's living here?
It's fun.
With people.
It's fun. It's nice to live with people.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. Yeah.
I like it too. I think it's nice because eventually we're not going to. But while we can, I want to take advantage of
it. It's really dark. Anyone else feel that? Is it chill?
I'm sorry.
It's chill in the room.
I'm just being...
That's Lily Pichu.
Yes.
I'm trying to be...
Her fucking depression's coming in.
I'm being realistic. So it makes you appreciate the time we have that much more. Like, every time our lease is up, like, we've had close calls with OTV, you know, potentially ending or imploding our right many, many times before. And it makes me really appreciate that we're still here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Do we not want to mention this? You mentioned it before. That's why.
Every year in OTV, I just feel like we're going great. I'm surprised okay. You felt that way, too.
You know what? It's cool.
No, you know, yeah. Sometimes it's like stuff can go up in flames, but you know?
We're still here.
If it went up in flames, then it goes up in flames. And now this time, if it goes up in flames, it's probably because Michael fucking set something off.
Yeah.
Literal flames.
Literal
yes,
fire.
Actual flames. You know what would be really interesting if our house just caught on fire somehow?
Yeah, that's not... I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, but it would be
that
cool,
would be
right?
Quirky as shit. Really
do quirky. You guys yeah. pay for it? Or does insurance cover it?
I think if you have renter's insurance...
Yeah, if you have renter's insurance, it's actually the people. The insurance company pays for it.
So we don't have to feel that bad.
No, we just need a new place.
Yeah. That's fine.
You know how hard it is finding a new place? You know how hard
if
it is.
If this internet continues for another week,
okay.
I'll take out the matches myself, you know?
I need to sign up for health insurance today.
What?
This is the last day of this year to sign up for health insurance.
Well, shit.
You too?
You guys want to sign up for health insurance
for this?
Yeah,
I'm down
to
do
it. You have to apply today.
Yeah, the 15th is
oh my... Wait, I've been all over this. I've been in I've had years where I didn't have health insurance, and I remember telling you and Fed specifically to apply for health insurance this year. Do you remember that?
You did tell me this, but I just kind of like hope and pray that I never get sick.
After this podcast, we're going to go sign up for health insurance, all
right,
guys?
Everyone here, except for me, who already has health insurance.
Okay.
I've kind of just, up until now, been like, guess I'll die. But, you know.
Now you want to live?
No, I'm afraid of, like, getting hurt and just being maimed forever. You know what I mean?
That would suck.
Yeah. Living's whatever, but, you know.
Living in pain. I prefer not to.
Yeah. So, health insurance podcast afterwards.
Okay, well, let's end it on a positive note.
We just haven't been able to find one of those.
You guys are...
This has been the saddest podcast ever.
Are you guys... What's good in your life? What's good? What's happening that's good?
Okay. Good.
You got shower curtains today.
I got new shower curtains. My room setup is looking good. Yeah. I'm much more comfortable in my new room than the old one. You remember how messy the old one was?
Yes.
It was really bad. We had wires everywhere.
You can ask Michael about those wires.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was disgusting and
awful. Yeah, and then,
terrible.
Okay, we're here.
Mm-hmm. Nightmare fuel, someone said.
Mm-hmm. We're surrounded by friends. We're going to spend Christmas together. It's exciting. Every day's new and exciting. I'm trying my best to be optimistic right now. Give me something.
Toast. What do we have to be.
We're alive.
Well, you know. A couple of days ago, we had that unboxing shoot.
Yeah.
And we were all in the kitchen eating ramen that we ordered. And I kind of looked around and was like, you know what? This is pretty cool.
Aww. That's
really cute. I remember
that because
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
No, I
Ah, shit. Now you're just trying to put it on me and Scarra's feeling.
No, I think it all the time. I just don't mention it every single time. Guys.
Michael, what were you thinking about during that moment?
This is some good-ass ramen.
Hey.
The ramen was pretty good.
Yeah. I appreciated how everyone was there.
I always like it when we all gather to eat together. Mm. Even in the old house, remember we ordered like food every... like.
Yeah.
Toast ordered food every...
Do you remember how nice it is to be able to have a dining table that we sit around? What happened to that?
We have a table now.
Okay, who's going to sit around it?
We never sit around. Even in the old house, we sat around the couch.
But I like that.
I
like the comfiness. We just like chilling.
Okay. Let's talk about problems, okay? We're going back to...
Wait, I thought we were ending on a positive note.
No, we're going back to problems.
Thank you for watching
Michael,
our podcast.
Michael.
Episode 4.
Why do you have so many fucking Amazon boxes in the house?
Listen, man.
Oh, do you know? I was watching him browse his computer, right? I just see him open Amazon. Bye now.
By now. He has the one-click order thing.
I was really? So shocked that's at dangerous. How many times he clicked buy now in the span of like 30 minutes. I actually scrolled through his Amazon orders. I couldn't stop scrolling.
Look. Okay, our last couple houses, it was like a running joke that Pokey is the reason why we're like...
Michael is the new one.
We have like all these boxes every fucking day. Now it's like... I didn't understand like a true disaster until it struck us. Every day there's like 8 boxes that come in from Amazon, and if, by God, I have one order in the span of a week. I have to sift through 36 boxes and be like, "Shit, is this one?
Is this Pokey or Michael?
Yeah, is this Pokey or Michael?" And then randomly, like Lily will have 7 from Aria, and I'll be like, "Fuck."
The worst part is I bring them up to my room like every day I get them.
Yeah.
And there's, it's just more every
there's
day.
There's just 20.
Why do you order so many?
It's like tools and stuff. None of it's like personal.
No,
like, for
I did see it. It's all like things I don't even know existed, really.
Mm. Yeah. It's like there's an air compressor.
So you're saying at some point it's going to stop coming in as rapid?
Yeah, it'll slow down because I'm like kind of finishing off like everything I need in general for, but you know, like every new video.
I will remember this moment.
Okay.
Because it has not slowed down in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, if anything, it's sped up.
As we speak, there is a huge pile of
There are 25 boxes upstairs right now, probably. And he has the equivalent of that in his room, I think, as well. Something like that. It's crazy.
Something like that. I have to rebuild my shop of stuff, mm-hmm. like my workshop of things.
So ending on a positive note.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for watching our podcast.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
God, that was the saddest fucking podcast ever.
Wait. Do we need to tell them to like, comment, subscribe, and the Apple thing?
That's the positivity!
Okay.
Let's go.
Michael, go. You're the new person.
I don't know what the Apple thing is.
Tell them to like, comment, and subscribe.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Tell them that our podcast is available on Apple.
Our podcast is available on Apple and Spotify. Really?
Yeah.
When did that shit happen?
Whoa, we're legit!
Positivity.
Positive ending.
Makes me feel happy that there are people who just have the audio version of this. Like, they don't see us. They just hear us, you know?
That's cool. As they're taking this shit, they're listening
to car,
Lily, Pichu, and Michael talk about
consciousness.
Talk about consciousness and life and, mm-hmm. you know, social obligations. Okay,
This is the worst podcast I've ever been on.
It was so... Yeah, it was, it's it was very, pretty...
No, sorry. Worst, I meant quirkiest.
Bye.